Hello and welcome to this week's ESPC podcast with David Marshall, ESPC analyst.
And Lisa Venter, paper editor and podcast host.
So today, as usual, we're going to round up last month's house price report. And Dave, can you tell us what you found most interesting about March's house price report?
I think the thing that stands out is that the number of properties that were sold during the first quarter is at the highest level we've seen since 2008. Which I think gives you an indication that demand has really continued to pick up. We obviously started to see this in the middle of 2013, and since then, demand from buyers has just continued to rise. You know, there's a few reasons for that. In the first instance, mortgage availability has improved. There's a lot more confidence in the market because the economy as a whole is doing rather better. And the other thing is that house prices are still a lot more affordable than they were at the peak of the market. So there's a few things that have contributed to that, but certainly the number of sales is very much higher than we've seen in recent years.
So Dave, which area is probably seeing the highest level of demand then?
I think across the board what we're seeing is that the it's the sort of mid-market family homes that are attracting highest demand just now. If you look at whether it's a sort of increase in number of sales or the percentage of home report valuation, it tends to be those 2 and 3 bed family homes, usually around the sort of £250,000 to £350,000 mark, that are attracting highest demand. Within the city, you'll also see areas such as Stockbridge, for example. You know, the traditionally fashionable areas of, if you like, of the capital are seeing quite high demand, and in some cases actually quite high price increases as well, just because over the short term there is certainly an excess of demand over supply. But as we move forward, you would expect to see more homes coming onto the market, which will bring that level of inflation down.
So Dave, can you tell us what the main results of the house price report were?
The one thing that definitely stood out is that the demand among buyers is very much higher. The number of properties changing hands in East Central Scotland during the first quarter was at its highest level since 2008, which clearly gives you an indication of that improvement in buyer activity. On the other hand, the increase in average selling price in most areas is actually quite modest. In a lot of cases, average house prices are within 1 or 2% of where they were last year. So while the number of sales is increasing, the average house price is staying relatively flat just now in most areas.
So what does this mean then for sellers?
From a seller's perspective, the market is clearly much more favourable than has been the case for a good number of years. When you look at the average percentage of home report valuation that property is achieving, that is higher than it has been more or less since home reports were introduced, actually. Typically, homes are now selling for around about 1 or 2% below the valuation, where previously you were seeing homes frequently selling for around the 5% below their original valuation mark. So that gives you an indication of the level of success or that sellers are now enjoying. As we move forward, we may actually start to see a situation where the majority of homes are actually achieving or exceeding their valuation, where pretty much since home reports have been introduced, the reverse has been true, where in most cases buyers had been able to negotiate a discount.
Well, thanks for that. Do look out for our next house price report for April at the end of the month. You can find it in our ESPC paper, online at espc.com, and of course listen out for it in the press. Cheers for now.